Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as last revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's agenda as last revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of our last regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons present must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn them off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 10,719, First State Sign, southwest of Route 1, east of Sierra Avenue, a special use exception for an off-premise sign and a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm here tonight to, I'm representing Pratt Dyer and Phoenix Realty for a parcel that you can see that what we'd like to do is place a sign between the existing outlet liquor sign and the PNC Bank sign. The purpose for this sign is that when PNC Bank built their new location, they put it in front of the old location. Hence, the sign, the location in the back, can't be seen from Route 1. We're having difficulty leasing the building. So the uniqueness of this property is that we put a bank in front of our old bank. In doing so, we just can't be seen from the road. The tenant gets no exposure. We've looked at the possibility of adding our name or the tenant's name to the PNC Bank and to the liquor store sign. By lease, we can't do either one, but we have explored it. So we came up with the idea, and since it's a separate parcel, we need a special use exception because it's off-premise advertising, even though it's on the same parcel that has all the same ownership. It's a different parcel, but all the parcel that are owned by one person, hence the special use exception for the built off-premise advertising this time. But that's our uniqueness and our difficulty for leasing it, possible development. To get a tenant back there, they just need to be seen from Route 1 and to get them in there. As far as an effect on the surrounding area, it's a heavily commercial area. The signs are pretty much standard in that area. This will be lower, and I just met with a lady from Clear Channel, and I'm sure she might come up and testify, and they're worried about this sign blocking the billboard, their billboard, since they read special use exception for a billboard, off-premise advertising. Of course, it made their flags go up, and I want to point that out while we're here, while you're looking at it. That's their structure. This would be here and a lot lower to the ground. So the sign that we're talking about erecting isn't a standard billboard per se, even though it's classified as one. It's strictly for, and you can make that a stipulation. This is not one for rent. This is not something that we'll go out and rent to someone. This is a sign, even though it's off-premise advertising, strictly for the tenant in the back, okay? And I don't know how the board works or what your favors would be, but I think that it might be something you want to stipulate that that's what it's for and it's not for rent, so that we're not trying to compete with Clear Channel or someone like that. This is strictly for that tenant, as we spoke last time. Even though we're asking for off-premise advertising, it's only for that tenant. Wouldn't make sense for them to rent it to somebody anyway, because then that tenant, they wouldn't be able to rent the building. So, but there's our uniqueness, possible development, correct on the surrounding, and the extent of the variance. We have looked at this, and where we're placing it, we think it's the best place to put it. We're asking for a setback variance for the front yard because you need 25 feet for a billboard, but it meets your setback for on-premise advertising. So we've looked at it. We think this is the highest and best use for the property. The less variance we can get, we're not asking for a tall sign. We're looking for more of a monument sign, so it's not blocking the PNC Bank. It's not blocking the liquor store, and it will not be blocking the Clear Channel sign as well. So we've looked at it, and we think the placement's the best because, as I described to you last time, I think at the new public hearing, that we're worried about the traffic flow of that shopping center. And worried about that we've almost had some accidents. So where we're going to place it, we're going to landscape around it and stop the people from using that front part and going over to PNC Bank, where we've had a couple near collisions.
Okay.
In regards to the special use exception and the effect on adjacent properties?
The property to the north and property to the south are owned by the same ownership. Again, we don't feel we're building this not to block our neighbors. The only neighbor that really is, if you're coming south, Sierra Village, their sign gets blocked going north, but coming south they get first read, and they're a residential community. So everybody's looking for them is coming from the north going south, and they get the first read. And I spoke last time, the lady called me and asked me what we were doing, and she's fine with it. So really pretty much that whole strip of land there, except for Clear Channel, we're not gonna affect anybody. In fact, we're gonna help everybody by getting that parcel rented. The more traffic we get in that center, the better it is for everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. How tall is that sign gonna be?
Max is 20 feet. 20 feet.
And compared to the big pylon type of sign, how tall is that, do you think?
Those can be 20, I believe that one's about 25 to 28 feet. So we're going to be under that. We did it on purpose so we'd be under it. In fact, we're asking for 20, but I think somewhere Alex wants us to be at 18. So I think 18 is really our magic number, which was 7 feet below code. So we'll be 5 to 7 feet below code on purpose. Hence the showing you lower to the ground. Did not want to block the other two. And I believe the Clear Channel billboard that we see there has got to be 30, 35 feet in the air. It's a 12 by 48 structure, so it's way up there. No way we'd compete with that.
Was that a message board underneath of that?
Yes. Electronic message center. We're asking for it. We do not have a tenant for the building, and we do not know that we're going to get a message center. but we're asking for one because that's what's in the code. We don't want to, I don't want to come in front of you and say, hey, we're asking for this, and then put a message center up later. We don't know if the tenant in the back's even going to want one, but that's the most extreme case we could have. We don't know that when we get a tenant, we're asking for a size variance, and we're telling you what the max height is, the sign might be smaller. You know, if we get a tenant whose name is, we're not going to get a restaurant tenant, I don't think there, but let's just say Chili's. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Their sign isn't as wide. Their name is shorter. So what we ask for in this is the worst-case scenario, so we don't have to come back to you. Okay?
And your representation that the main sign was strictly going to be for the back tenant would extend to the
message as well.
Sign as well?
Correct.
It would both be limited to the rear tenant?
If a message center goes up there, it will meet all your criteria. But we didn't want, you know, we have, Alex has one. It seems to be a coming thing. I'd love for the new tenant to get one. It runs up my costs. I mean, if my sale goes up, I'm not going to tell you any different. But, you know, we just don't have a tenant yet. So if they wanted one and it was criteria, we could say, yeah, we got it approved already.
Okay.
If that's what this board chose, we could do.
How high is the message center, message board off the ground?
We drew it 4 feet up.
4 feet?
Low to the ground, monument. Everything on this sign is considered more of a monument. Also, we want the brick. We want something there to give it something substantial so it doesn't look like a unipole billboard. We want it to look, you know, it's an on-premise sign. We want it to look like an on-premise sign.
So from the ground to the top of the sign, it's 15 feet? Is that correct?
15 to 18. I mean, right now, I mean, your code's 25. You've got a drawing there in front of you. What do we draw it at?
It just says the top tenant sign is 8 feet. As Mr. Workman just asked you,
yeah, 7 feet. Yep. So we drew it at 15.
Okay. Drew it at 15.
So is it 15 or 18?
15 will work. And that way there won't be any question. Because we do want to keep it more of a monument sign. And that way, definitely clear channel. If they come up, there won't be any issue if we're only 15 feet off the ground.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10719, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. I'd also like to limit it to the tenant in the rear, as discussed in the presentation.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10719. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.